part three. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott.
God,
he's blowing my compressor.
Fuck. Oh my God.
Whoa.
Well, I guess I'm not going to win production of the year for that one.
What can you do about that, though?
What can you do,
In case he talks like that, there's a John Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
I'm in.
And we're back with episode 61, part three, the heavy metal episode.
And I've got to tell you, John, I'm not wearing any pants.
What does that mean?
I have no shirt.
I've got my trousers on, but I'm not wearing any pants.
Yeah, heavy metal!
Compostamentis.
That was a great time, dude.
That was awesome.
I wish I was more ready to party. But I got that programmed kid thing, you know? Wake up at 7 o'clock, go to bed at 10:30. But
even
I
though the kids have been gone for three weeks.
But still, it's like ingrained in you because you know they're going to come back.
Right.
And you can't handle when they come back and their clocks are still adjusted. So I thought I held my own, man. I held my own.
I didn't.
I represented.
You held your own. I was a big pussy.
I represented for TTN.
For the both of us. No doubt.
But all the people he hooked up with don't have kids.
Oh, right.
So
we're
everybody,
the exception to the rule.
Everybody that Paulie B and the lovely Mrs. Edwards hooked up with throughout their travels did not have kids. And they don't either. So, and Paulie B is just total nightlife, everything. They're total nightlife. And she even said, the lovely Mrs. Edwards said, that, I have to get up early for work. You know, he's partying 24/7, and I got to get up early for work, and I'll call, and he's not even out of bed yet. And I'll be at work because she's got a proper job.
A proper job. Right.
But they're very successful. I cannot wait to go over there and hang with them and find out what it's like to hang in England.
And when I do go there, I'm not going to wear any pants, John. Just trousers.
Just
no
trousers.
Pants. That's right.
So I had a fucking swimming good time, man.
Man, who the fuck just steals a monkey?
And I think when we go there, Tony Hearn and I have to have a drinking contest.
You'll lose.
With the mics. With the mics.
You're a poussoir.
You will lose.
You will lose.
Dude, I haven't seen you that fucked up.
I'm a cop, you idiot.
A long time, man.
Well, since my 40th, right?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
When you had to pour me into the car.
Oh. Well, I had to help your lovely wife round a bunch of stuff up and then round you up and get you steered.
Round me up.
And then I got shit from Mike.
Schemes?
I heard you've been making fun of me, man. I heard about, man, just, you know, go on your way, on your way.
On your way. Cool. Get along now.
No, I heard about you making fun of me. I'm joking. I'm joking with you.
Can't you take a joke?
Chill out. You know, they get those eyes when they get all fucked up.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to go Billy Jack on your ass, fucker.
Oh, I had to tell a teenager this week. I had to tell him to get the fuck away from me.
Really?
Yeah.
Was he emo?
No, he wasn't emo. I went to the pool with my kids, and I don't know what the hell's going on with the youth today, John.
Dudes.
But they're throwing this ball around. You know they got the little balls you throw around in the pool?
Yeah.
This was the size of a softball,
yeah.
Right? So the guy throws it, and the other guy, he's like a retard. He can't catch. So what does it do? It hits me in the jaw. So he comes over. He's like, hey, can you throw it back? I'm like, fuck you. And so he kind of wades over to come get it.
Yeah.
He wanted me to throw it back to him after it hit me in the jaw.
You should have whipped it as hard as you could and show him how you fucking throw a ball.
I had my son in my arms. Oh. So he comes over, and he grabs the ball. I said, hey, motherfucker.
You did not say that.
I did. I said, keep that fucking thing away from me. I don't want to see that fucking thing come near me again.
You did not say that to a kid in front of your kid.
I did, yeah. My kid's 2 years old. So he goes back to his...
You just said in the last podcast, he's a repeater.
Yeah, he is a repeater.
So when you get in the car with the lovely, he's going to be saying, listen, motherfucker.
He hasn't repeated that yet. So the kid went back to the... He was playing with two other kids. They're like teenagers. And he's like, yeah, man, don't throw the ball to me anymore if I'm over there.
Because this motherfucker's going to eat me.
Yeah, so I kept an eye on those MFers. And you know what happened? They throw the ball, and it goes by my lovely wife. And they're like, hey, can you get that for me? And she throws it back to him. I wish she would have thrown it to me. I would have threw it on the fucking roof. Those cocksuckers.
Dude, all you got to do is walk up to him with the ball and say, hey, look, you guys, you got to chill out.
Fuck that. I had my kid in my hands. Scott, we should have taken the ball and thrown it as hard as could, point blank in his face.
No, if the ball did come anywhere near me, I was going to throw it on the roof.
No, you should have just grabbed it and took a big bite out of it.
Oh, yeah.
And then threw it on the roof. Take a big bite, big chunk out of it. This should be your fucking skull.
But when we were teenagers and we were doing that shit, we did the same shit, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But if the ball got away, we'd go and get it.
Yeah.
We wouldn't even
think
about asking an adult.
Hey, will you throw it back?
Yeah, throw it back to me.
Dude, if I saw it hit a guy in the jaw like you with that Cro-Magnon look ears and the 10,000-mile stare.
Fucking A, man.
I'd be like, I'd tell the guy who threw it, why don't you go get it, dude?
Who is that, Scott?
Yeah.
Mountain guy?
Yeah, he's good.
What are you saying, Special Ed?
He's got that reach, man, with those knuckle-dragging arms of his. I wouldn't mess with him.
Wait.
I mean, you don't mess with me, man. I would now.
Somebody
with
say
the baseball
bleed.
Bat.
Yeah, okay.
Scott, right?
I'd throw a Billy Jack kick right into his neck.
You and what army?
Oh, I need an army.
Yeah, you would.
Army ants.
Yeah, okay.
Adamant.
Just give you a couple of scotches and you're toast.
That is true. I am toast.
It was so goddamn funny. Ed, you should have seen this guy. He's staring some dude down in the bar.
That's not true.
It's true. It's true.
Tell me.
You might have been looking at somebody else, but you got really fucking close to this guy. Right up his back. And the way you're looking, you're like looking down your nose at this guy wearing a do-rag. And I'm like, oh, fuck, here we go. This guy's going to turn around and he's going to shove Scott right into all the tables. And then it's on. Me
and
Pauly B are going to have to start flailing.
Yeah, because I'm not getting up.
That's right. Actually, I would have got my video phone out. Oh, hold it. Let's get this really quick. It'll be great for the podcast.
Oh, dude, I got to get a personal, not a personal, but a portable recording device. Because last night, the neighbors, where I live now, the walls are like paper.
Yeah.
And the neighbors went at it. The husband got home at like 10:30.
Yeah.
And the wife went off. And they're of Spanish descent.
Yeah.
You know, very, very hot-tempered, I guess.
Yes, they are very hot-tempered.
She went off on this guy, and it got heated. And somebody, it wasn't us, but somebody called the cops. And the cops showed up, and if I had a portable audio, that would have been gold. It would have been podcasting gold.
My lovely wife, when she had her first apartment, or maybe it was a second apartment, when I first met her, she had this apartment, and it was kind of a basement apartment. In a three-story building. And people used to look into her window and stuff in her bedroom. I even saw them one time while I was sleeping over.
Sleeping over. You were on the couch, right?
No. Yes, I was.
Because, you know, you didn't do anything before you got married.
No, no.
Of course.
On the couch. And we could, the walls are so paper thin, we could hear the guy pissing in the toilet upstairs. And one day we hear this fucking commotion going on. Fuck you, blah, blah, blah. And her back door has a window on it that you can look into this hallway. And in the hallway, there's another door going into a laundry room, a door to get out of the building and into the building, and then another door to another apartment.
Yeah, that's too many doors.
Okay.
Get on with it, man.
The door to the other apartment, this dude is out there, and he's just beating the shit out of this woman.
Pummeling.
Just cracking her in the face like the 10 times. And my wife tells me, yeah, that's the crack house right there. That's where all the drugs are dealt. I said, get on the phone to the cops right now. And before I could say anything, open the door and say anything, which I wasn't going to fucking do in the first place, the dude is like, he's gets back into the apartment. So no cops are available because this is an incorporated area. There's no local police.
Unincorporated.
So it's unincorporated. Sorry, yeah. So we have to get the sheriff's department, Cook County.
Cook County.
So this big, giant, 6'10" black dude shows up, and we tell him what the hell's going down. And sure enough, he knocks on the door. Door opens, and the guy's still in there. I don't know what happens, but you hear a lot of... Hey! Hey! And he comes out in cuffs, a little ruffled up. So, yeah, there was that kind of shit going on 24/7. And I said, you got to move out of this place. So as soon as her dad moved to Arizona, he was staying there. He moved to Arizona. She moved out like a couple weeks later. But that was the most fucked up apartment complex. It's right by the old Main North. You remember the movie Breakfast Club?
I remember that movie.
That first scene when they pull the cars up and everybody's getting out of the cars. There's apartments in the background. You could see her building.
Oh,
her building.
Check
is
that
in
out
it.
Again. Yeah. Yeah.
That's the apartment she was in.
Well, they eventually did take the guy away. They cuffed him and took him away.
Cuffed him up and took him away.
And then he showed up the next day and we're like, uh-oh, fireworks again. But the neighbors, this woman is just loud just to begin with. She's like the loud family.
So, ¿Por qué?
Normal conversation is through the roof.
Ed, do you speak Spanish?
I do not.
Not a word.
No, I said Ed.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Not a word.
I was talking. Well, I do speak Spanish, but
you
Ed
do.
Doesn't. I was speaking for Ed.
Oh. I speak German, though.
Pongo la cama porque tengo mucho grande pinga, ¿sí?
That's all you do.
Suck my Pimmelkopf.
Ich liebe dick.
You do.
That's what Scott says. Ich liebe dick.
I love you.
No, he
See,
says.
Ed knows what it
no,
means.
But he, no, when I said it to
Was ist das? Was ist das? Du sagst mehr?
I said to this German guy, yeah, my friend says, what the hell does ich liebe dick mean? He goes, you love dick?
No. I love
no,
you.
You have to say, I love.
Geben Sie mir Schweikauf, bitte.
Ich liebe dick.
Schnell.
Not dick.
No, to a girl, I can say, ich liebe Pimmel.
A what?
Which is dick. What's your fucking point? Pimmel's dick.
We are bilingual here on TTI.
Right.
Trilingual.
My name in Spanish is Simone.
Semen.
Yours would be Juan.
Semen.
It's semen. That's what it is. My name in Spanish is semen.
Simone.
Simone. Simone.
Simone.
All right, what do you got? Are we doing celebrity news?
Sure, let's do celebrity news.
All right.
What do we got?
No,
I got Kim Cattrall, too raunchy for New Zealand TV.
Kim Cattrall?
Yeah, Nissan pulls commercial featuring Sex in the City star, Scott. What it says here is Japanese car maker Nissan said Friday it has pulled a raunchy commercial starring Sex in the City actress Kim Cattrall from New Zealand television after complaints over its content. Cattrall, who played the sex-obsessed, promiscuous Samantha Jones in the HBO series, appears in the ad purring with excitement about Nissan's new sedan. She says, "Why didn't you tell me it was so big? I just wasn't prepared for it," she gushes. "The all-new Nissan Tida makes you feel really, really, really good inside."
That is too raunchy.
No, it's not.
That is. That's gross. Nah. Especially when it comes from Kim Cattrall.
She tells the salesman,
"She's hot.
Ah, that was amazing. Absolutely fabulous. I mean, the great body and the way you move it." The double entendre laced ad was approved by New Zealand's Television Commercial Approvals Bureau before a broadcast. Nevertheless, it sparked a number of complaints to the Advertising Standards Complaints Board. Nissan said it was taking the commercial off the air before the board could consider the objections. "We made this decision.
Wait a minute.
Let me do my.
Is this Japanese?
Yeah, Japanese. We made this decision in the interest of self-regulation. Interest of self-regulation. And in response to public feedback," Nissan said in a statement. New Zealand generally is regarded as liberal when it comes to TV ad content, with no complaints reported about the Australian tourism campaign, "Where the Bloody Hell Are You?", which was banned in the UK.
Banned in the UK.
Can you believe that?
I can't believe that, Jeff.
Well, this is what caught my eye about this.
I cannot believe that.
This is what caught my eye about this story, was that "Where the Bloody Hell Are You?" is banned in the UK for saying that specific line.
Well, the word "bloody" is...
You bloody...
Is what?
You bloody septics. Didn't Prince Charles say that in some photo op?
I don't know, but...
Those bloody fuck-ups.
Well, fuck-ups is okay, but you can't say bloody. I don't get it.
I don't know. Maybe Pauly B can explain it to us. I'm going to test Special Ed's pop culture acumen now, John.
Oh, fuck.
Are you ready, Special Ed? Kim Cattrall made her breakthrough performance in what movie? Special
Mannequin?
Ed. Kim Cattrall.
Oh, yeah.
From Canada, made a breakthrough
Mannequin.
Performance.
Mannequin.
No. Yeah, come on. Mannequin. No. No. Porky's, okay?
Oh, yeah!
Porky's!
No way!
The Baltias don't know your pop culture.
Fuck you.
The Baltias.
The Baltias.
The Baltias.
No doubt,
I
Scott.
I forgot about Porky's.
I'm a cop, you idiot!
I'm a cop, you idiot!
I did find
it's
this...
Cop, you idiot. It's funny you got it right.
Stop whining. I'm a cop, you idiot! Stop whining.
I found this clip. You got that clip? You got that Arnold clip I sent you?
I do.
I found this on the web, and I just thought it was funny. There's no real reason to play it, other than I thought it was funny. This is Arnold, went back in his weightlifting days.
All right.
Let's listen to Arnold.
The greatest feeling you can get in a gym, or the most satisfying feeling you can get in the gym, is the pump.
The pump.
Let's say you train your biceps.
The pump.
Blood is rushing into your muscles, and that's what we call the pump.
The pump.
Your muscles get a really tight feeling.
Tight.
Like your skin is going to explode any minute. You know, it's really tight. It's like somebody blowing air into your muscle. It just blows up, and it feels different. It feels fantastic.
Fantastic. The pump.
Wow, that's gay.
It gets better.
Whatever your name is, get ready
for
the big surprise.
It's as satisfying to me as coming is. You know, as having sex with a woman and coming. And so can you believe how much I am in heaven? I'm like getting the feeling of coming in the gym. I'm getting the feeling of coming at home. I'm getting the feeling of coming backstage when I pump up, when I pose out in front of 5,000 people. I get the same feeling. So I'm coming day and night.
Stop being such
terrific,
a pussy.
Right? So what? Yeah, I'm in heaven.
What the fuck did I do wrong?
So
it's
weightlifting,
like a bitch.
You idiot.
When the blood pumps through his veins, is like coming.
You're a fucking choir boy compared to me.
a choir boy. Stop shouting. I'm not deaf.
Well, you know, dude, I think that's from Pumping Iron, isn't it?
Pumping Iron.
I have the DVD if you want to take it home and check it out.
Yeah, I got to check that out. I've never seen
it. It's awesome. It's fucking awesome. Especially when Lou Ferrigno is working out, and his dad, he's working out in this really fucked up, seedy, like, basement gym, and here's Arnold pumping at Gold's Gym in California, and he's on the beach, and he's smoking weed, and he's doing all this shit, and there's Lou, poor old deaf Lou, and he's in this shithole in like, New Jersey, or Brooklyn, and it's really, you know, paneled walls. It's no bigger than my basement. He's working out, and his dad is, come on, Lou. Come on, Lou. Keep another one. Another one. Come on, one more. One more. And Lou says, that's enough. That's enough. I've had enough. And he goes, come on. That's not enough. Do another one. You try it, Dad. It's really hard. You try it if it's so easy. You try it. It cracked me up when he talked like that.
You try it,
and you have
Dad.
This?
What? Pumping Iron, yeah, he has it.
I have Pumping Iron, yeah.
He's going to loan it to me first, Special Ed, okay? Back off.
So, but it's really cool because at one point they show the lead up to Lou trying to take the title away from Arnold. And Arnold works him, man. He gets into his head. And he feels that if he gets into the head of one of the, you know, guy that's after him, he's just going to fail. He's going to, because part of it is a big show on that stage, not just showing off your muscles, but actually performing somewhat of an act while you're up there. So they show the scene where he's sitting there getting into his head, and you wouldn't believe the shit these guys eat. They eat like 3 steaks and give me, a dozen eggs, sunny side up, and that's all they eat. Steaks and eggs. That's it, man. And half a chicken or something like that. Maybe a little handful of rice. But that's all they fucking eat, man. It's unbelievable. It's really cool. Gotta check it out. I recommend Pumping Iron.
I look forward to
it's pumping. It was made like in the 70s, iron. I think. Yeah.
John.
Yeah. No, John's got a Bowflex, right?
Yes, I do.
He does.
Yes,
yeah.
I do. Yeah.
And John eats steak and eggs.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I eat steak and eggs.
So what's your next question there, Special Ed? What are you getting at?
Hey, man, I got some pretty good biceps, pal.
You do?
Yeah. I got some guns.
You do?
Some pipes.
Some pipes.
Yeah, no doubt.
Pythons. I got a pipe.
You know, I too have a Bowflex.
Yeah?
I too have a Bowflex. We have something in common. All three of us have the Bowflex.
I just hang clothes on it. Yeah.
Ooh.
Is that Phil already? We didn't even get the W.
Yeah, I don't know.
The W.
All right. Well, let him wait.
We'll leave him outside for a little bit.
You got any W? The W?
Do I have any W?
The W.
I have a couple of reports here. One is Dan Quayle walks out of the Mellencamp concert.
Dan Quayle, like anybody pays attention to him anymore?
Is he still around?
Who would even let him into a concert? Did he pay for a ticket?
Yeah, I believe so.
And why did he walk out?
Don't expect Dan Quayle to attend another John Mellencamp concert. The former vice president miffed about a comment made by Mellencamp about President Bush's administration, walked out of the singer's July 14th show at Harvey's Lake Tahoe Casino in Stateline, Nevada. Mellencamp, unaware that Quayle was in the audience, introduced the song Walk Tall by saying, this, how does he talk? This next one is for all the poor people.
Yeah, he talks like Enos.
Yeah. this next one here is for all the poor people who have been ignored by the current administration. That's all he said.
And Dan Quayle got miffed and he walked out. Yeah.
Quayle, who was in town for a celebrity golf tournament, then made this his exit, deciding enough was enough. His spokesman, Craig Whitney, told the Los Angeles Times for the Friday's edition, he wasn't going to sit there and listen to this.
A celebrity golf tournament.
Yeah. Let's build potato, shall we?
What a goddamn joke. And, you know, when Dan Quayle was on the scene, you didn't think anybody could fuck up the English language more than Dan Quayle.
Yeah.
Until the W shows up.
Spell potato.
The W.
Yeah, he couldn't spell potato. He told some kid it was wrong.
You're wrong!
He was wrong. Mellencamp, however, said he had no regrets. I still feel there are many people left behind by this administration, he said in a statement to the Times. Not talking about problems doesn't make them go away. It's kind of telling that he chose to walk out as I was doing a song about tolerance.
Yeah. What a cocksucker. Yeah. He's another guy born with a silver spoon up his ass. I hate those motherfuckers.
It's significant.
Here's one. Here's a good one. Report. This report is the DOD sells sensitive military equipment.
DOD would be?
Department of Defense, Scott. The Government Accountability Office investigators posing as private citizens were able to buy sensitive excess military equipment from a Department of Defense logistics agency. A GAO report obtained by NBC News shows the equipment, including two launcher mounts for shoulder-fired guided missiles, two guided missile radar test sets, ceramic body armor inserts currently used by deployed troops in Iraq and Afghanistan, a digital signal converter used in naval surveillance, an all-band antenna used to track aircraft, and 12 digital microcircuits used in F-14 fighter aircraft.
So what you're saying is guys like you and me,
that's
John,
right,
could purchase this if we had the cash from the Department of Defense.
Guys like you and me, terrorists.
Or terrorists.
You
what
name it.
What a joke. What a joke!
GAO identified at least 79 buyers of 2,669 sensitive items between November 2005 and June 2006. GAO made purchases as recently as last month and was able to purchase some new and used items at a fraction of the cost military units currently purchase them for. The department controls what can be sold, and the logistics agency carries out the transaction. U.S. officials point out that sensitive Defense Department military surplus items have been illegally exported to China and Iran.
Oh, isn't that great?
That's nice. The investigation was a follow-up to GAO's May 2005 report that found $466 million in lost, damaged, and missing excess Defense Department property from fiscal year 2002 to 2004. How about that?
That blows. That totally blows.
That's our fucking tax dollars. Thank you very much.
That's the administration. Their focus on Iraq is just a joke. It's a goddamn joke, and I don't know why more people don't see it.
That's why I say protect our own borders. Don't even go to another country. If they want us there, they pay in advance.
Pay in advance. And we know what's going on in Iraq now, John. It's chaos. It's chaos.
Chaos.
They're about to break out in a civil war. And there's nothing nobody's going to do about it. And this Israel and Lebanon thing is taking the focus away from the media. But it doesn't suppress the fact that 100 people a day are dying.
100 people a day.
In Iraq. Because of the W. The W. And when is WW3 going to start, John? When is that going to start?
According to Newt Gingrich, it already has.
Newt Gingrich?
Newt Gingrich.
And like as a hose bag, too.
Knobhole Creek.
And Nostradamus.
Nostradamus. Oh, Nostradamus. Jesus Christ.
Oh, come on.
Come on. I got this W story
Nostradamus.
Here. Nostradamus. The W goes ape for 60th birthday cake. George Bush looked more of a primate than a president as he blew out the candles on his 60th birthday cake.
Are you serious?
Bush put on his best ape imitation as he puffed out his cheeks at the White House celebration. But after months of griping about getting old, W decided it wasn't so bad after all. The birthday boy joked, let me just say this. It's a lot younger than you think. I feel real good, as a matter of fact, he told CNN.
Skull, fuck you!
Did I say that right? I feel real good. I feel real good,
man,
as a matter of fact.
Who the fuck just steals a monkey?
Stupid ass. Bush received congratulations from world leaders, including Chinese President Hu.
And Russian
Chinese President
Hu.
And Russian President Vladimir Putin. Both wish Bush happy birthday in separate telephone conversations focused on the less cheerful subject, North Korea's missile test this week.
Vladimir Putin.
And what is with world leaders? They feel the need to call somebody on their birthday.
The evil ones.
What a joke.
I don't know.
They got to call and say happy birthday. Give me a goddamn break. That's the only thing you can do is to call and happy birthday?
It's barbaric.
Like, the world ain't going down hell in a handbasket, John. And they're wishing each other happy birthday. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Isn't that fucking great?
Would you like
to be a part of that club?
No.
I just threw my marker. You didn't. I can't find
it. I'm so upset.
Is that me? By you?
Good looking at a butcher's ass by sticking your head up there.
I got one more W to play host to idols. Do you know what I'm talking about here, John?
No.
President Bush is about to come face-to-face with the one man...
Oh, yeah, the American Idol.
His voting record beat. Bush plans to host American Idol Taylor Hicks and other top 10 finalists next Friday in the Oral Office. It will be the first time contestants from the hit television show have been invited to meet the president. Hicks won the most recent show's contest after 63 million votes were cast for him in the season finale. That's more than 59 million... that Bush got in 2004, a record in any U.S. presidential election. Although, to be fair, John, voters can cast more than one ballot on American Idol.
Ah, right.
See, it's like that Podcast Alley shit. All you need is a proxy, and you can vote Taylor Hicks to be the number one idol. No doubt.
No doubt.
Oh.
I'm going to make Ed get that. He's never gotten the door. I'm going to make him do it.
I will get it.
Go on, Ed.
I'm getting it. I'll get it.
All right.
There you go. He's figured it out.
I'll get it.
What is that? What is that sound? That roar.
Hey, what's up? What's up? Come on back. All right.
I'll come back.
Hey, Phil, what's happening?
Sit down, dude. All right.
Let me get my hands on. I can't hear you two fellows, but there we go.
All right, then. Relax.
As always, the audio levels are appropriate because we're dealing with the producer of the year.
Holy shit, relax, dude.
No doubt.
Gentlemen.
Relax.
I am very relaxed, Special
what's
Ed.
Up,
it's good
Phil?
To see you again.
You too.
Fascinating. Hey, can I come to that wine party I heard so much about?
No.
All right, then. What if I bring my two Filipino girlfriends?
Yes.
They work me cheap, you know what I'm saying?
Me love you long time.
Real quick, let's play this clip of Bush a quiz before you start, Phil. Can we?
Sure.
Bush.
Is it Scott or Phil?
That was me.
Okay. Here, listen to this.
Gloomy stuff, but before we take a break, we want to remember way back in 1999 when then-Texas Governor George W. Bush stumbled a bit when he got asked that pop quiz. Remember that? On world leaders. Watch.
Can you name the president of Chechnya?
No, can you?
Can you name the president of Taiwan?
Yeah, Lee. The new Pakistani general has just been elected. He's not elected. This guy took over office. He appears he's going to bring stability to the country, and I think that's good news for the subcontinent.
And you can name him?
General. I can name the general.
And it's
general.
Prime Minister of India.
The new Prime Minister of India is no.
Well, good news is, it sure looks
no?
like 6 years in the White House later, the president has learned a thing or two about geography. In case you thought Bush's off-mic bloopers at the summit, the G8 summit in Russia, hadn't already been completely milked, take a listen to his parting comments to the Chinese president.
Russia's a big country. You're a big country. So it takes him 8 hours to fly home. No, Diet Coke. It takes him 8 hours to fly home. 8 hours. Russia's big and so is China.
All right, we're kidding, of course. But we gotta say, in fairness, it's not too easy to make.
Russia's big.
And so is China.
And so is China.
That is the leader of the free world,
ladies and gentlemen. Boy, he's come a long way, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Well, you know, when you watch that 1999 clip,
yeah,
the guy's still Mr. Arrogant, Mr. Pompous, and some of that has been beaten out of him.
Yeah,
because he's not Mr. Arrogant, and Mr. Pompous anymore. He's struggling.
Yeah,
he's completely overwhelmed, and he's finally figured it out.
Oh, totally. Hey, Ed, did I send you that link to that TV show that aired like on Nova or something?
You did, but I haven't played it yet, though.
Oh my God, is it awesome?
I am like 40 emails behind now.
You got to see that because it's from Frontline. And it's called The Dark Days or something like that. And it's about Cheney and how he has manipulated him and Rumsfeld have totally taken over the entire administration and how they took over this entire war on Iraq and everything and how they didn't trust the military and they didn't trust... they didn't trust the military and they didn't trust the CIA. So they started their own research and the Pentagon started doing, you know, all this stuff. And Bush is just like a patsy in the whole thing. He's like Kenneth Lay in Enron, you know, just a patsy along for the ride.
A puppet.
Yeah, totally. And he was always siding with the original CIA director, Tenet, But they ended up working some way to squeeze him out. And he liked this guy, Tenet, because they were both a lot alike. Smoking cigars, watching baseball games, shooting the shit. And Cheney didn't like this guy. So he really turned the screws on the W to get him out of there. And then they brought this other guy in. And it's been fucked up ever since.
Well, I mean, it's completely obvious to you and me, John. I don't know if Special Ed is on board yet, but the W is completely goddamn overwhelmed, and he's like almost retarded. Almost goddamn retarded. Yeah. And I don't know if that's the drugs or if he was just born retarded. But he cannot handle any fucking situation at all. Did you see that shit he pulled with the German chancellor?
Oh, yeah.
Giving her the fucking back rub.
And she's like, what the fuck? Get your hands off me, you fucking ape.
What a goddamn imbecile.
Yeah.
He's so goddamn stupid. It's unbelievable. And we got how many more years of this? Two more years of this?
Three.
No, a lifetime.
Oh,
a lifetime.
You're right there, John. A lifetime of this fucking idiot. We're going to be living it for the rest of our lives.
The elections.
The
elections are going to be canceled.
No, that won't happen.
Oh, no.
But I did hear a conspiracy theory that this whole Israel thing with Hezbollah.
Yeah.
Or do you say Hezbollah? Or do you say
Hezbollah?
Hezbollah.
Fuck it.
Is just to get Iran involved so that we can go after Iran. And then the W will be able to say,
wait. Iran or Syria?
Well, Syria to Iran. I mean, come on. Al-Qaeda or Saddam, you know. So they'll bogus up the link some way, whatever way they can.
Well, hopefully the people of Lebanon and the people of Iran are smart enough eventually to know that the weak government that they have in Lebanon, they try and hold on to, but it might be too late. The Iranians, they voted in Hamas with a democratic vote, and they voted in this whack job. And I think now they're thinking, I think we fucked up because this guy is going to send nukes right to our houses. So hopefully they can rally and get, you know, these fucking fucked up dictators and these Shia whacked out Muslim leaders out of there. But I don't know, man.
Mission accomplished, John.
Good.
Mission accomplished. Okay.
See, Scott, you put down Notre Dame, but the thing is, it's all coming to play. It's all fucking coming to play.
Bullshit.
That's bullshit. A bunch of crap.
That's fuck a bunch you. Of, fuck that.
Fuck that. If you believe in fairy tales like Notre Dame, then you got to believe in the Easter Bunny too, right? And Santa Claus. Come on. Come on,
fucking related.
Tooth fairy?
Unrelated.
What do you mean it's unrelated?
Nostradamus.
fucking related.
Nostradamus has been totally debunked a Brazilian times. He's not even close on the dates.
You believe in psychics, Special Ed?
No.
Oh, he doesn't believe in psychics, oh, but he believes in Nostradamus.
Nostradamus. He's a psychic.
He's a psychic. So which one is it? You believe in psychics or you believe in Nostradamus?
He's a prophet.
Okay. No.
What do you mean, okay, no? What does that mean? Okay, no, so he's a prophet? What is he?
They're just, they just spin his bullshit to
they
fit.
Just spin it. They just spin it, and so does
they just fit
the, the Book of Revelations too as well.
I read a story that some Christians that are behind Israel. They want this war to get going because it's going to conclude the prophecy.
Bring about the days of ends.
That's right. End of days. There you go. Days of end. End of days.
End of days prophecy.
Wait a minute. That's bullshit, but Nostradamus is not. Nostradamus is fucking fact. Come on, special ed. Get with it.
He's drinking, man. He can't help himself.
I've been drinking a lot tonight.
So was Nostradamus when he scribbled those stupid poems.
His psalms.
His psalms.
All right, well, let's get to Phil.
All right, then.
It's too close.
Let's
get... Now, with your award-winning TTN News... Phil McCracken Whitcomb.
Thank you, Joe. Oh, that's our first story tonight.
Wait a minute. What award have you won?
I was just going to ask that same question, John.
You were not, were you?
Now that we have the Podcast Spirit Awards where you're up for Producer of the Year, I'm thinking, boy, what award is it that I won?
Well, I'm thinking that you need to be nominated for Newscaster.
Then we'll have to change our intro, our lead-in.
To the nominated Phil McCracken Whitcomb.
I thought you were award-winning, though.
I did, too. I thought I won an award. I think it was in high school. I was in drama club.
Didn't you win a Peabody? Just
I
like
did not win a Peabody,
fuck
no.
Fuck up Bill O'Reilly?
No, I did not win a Peabody. Oh, but in high school, I was in the drama club, and they had a radio competition. And I believe I came in second in state.
You didn't win a Peabody?
That is an award I got. It was a second place a state award for the... So I am an award-winning. I won an award.
So it is an award-winning newscast.
Yes. Okay. I don't know about the newscast, but Phil McCracken, will come.
I nominate Phil McCracken.
Award-winning.
I would like to Phil McCracken.
Thank you, Special Ed.
For an award.
And our first story tonight, Samuel L. Jackson to the voice of God. I'm sorry. Samuel L. Jackson to be the voice of God on an audio version of the Bible.
Ugh.
And there ain't a goddamn thing you can do about it. Next story, John. One New York City cop managed to... One New York City cop managed to shoot four fellow officers while trying to gun down an attacking pit bull. That's some good shooting there, Lou. Three police officers were accidentally shot Sunday as one or more officers took aim at a pit bull attacking a member of their crew. All were in stable condition. The three officers suffered minor graze wounds, and a fourth was bitten, said police officer Doris Garcia.
Ouch.
The men had been responding to a dispute between the landlord and the tenant in the Bronx building when the animal ran from another floor and attacked one of the officers. The dog was killed by the gunfire. Next story, John. A dozen writers threatened to walk out from America's Top Model reality show. In related news, it apparently takes 12 people to write a reality show about wannabe supermodels. Next story, John. No matter how deeply held your religious beliefs are, they will never allow you to bring human skulls onto airplanes.
Why
a federal judge sentenced a voodoo practitioner accused of smuggling a human skull into the country to prohibition and $1,000 fine on Friday. The Miramar woman was arrested at Fort Lauderdale International Airport in February. As she went through customs, she was charged with bringing a human remains into the country unlawfully. Next story, John. MySpace to host massive party in Pontiac, Michigan. Plan to hand out free razors and black hair dye at the door. Next story, John. First coral snake bite death in 40 years goes to a guy getting drunk with Jesus.
Coral snake, right?
First coral snake bite death in 40 years goes to a guy getting drunk with Jesus.
Steak.
A man in Bonita Springs did die of a coral snake bite last month, although he was also very intoxicated. A doctor at the District 22 Medical Examiner's Office in Fort Myers said today, the death of Encinio Hernandez, 29 may be the first reported death of a prisoner from a coral snake bite in some 4 decades, according to experts. Hernandez and his friends were drinking in some woods in Bonita Springs on June 10th when they found a snake and started beating it. Sheriff deputies said Hernandez and another man, Jesus Moradia, were bitten by the snake. Deputies report.
Jesus
Moradia put the snake in a plastic bag, went to Bonita Springs Fire Station 1, where the firefighter identified the reptile as a coral snake. Moradia was taken to North Collier Hospital for treatment. Back in the woods, Hernandez had collapsed. Medics pronounced him dead at the scene. Next story, John. Study says parrots as intelligent as young children. I think Phil wants to try that over.
Holy again. Shit.
Study says parrots as intelligent as young children. Proof that kids should be locked in cages as well. Next story, John. If you lose your own penis during a drunken bet, you may be a Latvian redneck. Drunk wins bet, loses penis. A man who cut off his own penis in a drunken bet had it stitched back on by a Latvian doctor. The first such operation in the country's history. While heavily under the influence of alcohol, the 30-year-old made a bet with his friend for 100 lats. That's $2,360. That he would cut off his own penis, according to a Latvian public television report.
Ouch.
He was brought to the hospital bleeding severely. All right, I'm going to try to do a Latvian. We have had a few cases of penis traumas when it was half cut or damaged, but this is the first time that it was totally cut off
German
and
Latvian?
Brought to the hospital in a plastic bag. Said microsurgeon Avars Tuvenhavs from Glaciers Hospital in the Latvian capital, Riga. Or do you say Virajaja? The operation lasted 3.5 hours as doctors had to sew 6 nerves back together, according to media reports. The surgeon said that he was proud of his work, but also really angry that he, the patient, did it to himself. Next story, John. Britney Spears sells luxury pad for $4 million.
Wow.
Has apparently switched to tampons. Next story, John. The government of Vietnam is going into the porn industry. We'll love you long time, sucky sucky, for only $1. The straight-laced government of communist-run Vietnam, where pornographic websites are banned, plans to offer downloadable movies on the internet's site to educate married couples about healthy sex. The official English language Vietnamese news quoted Quat Thao Hong, or do you say Quat is along? Deputy director of the Institute for Social Development is saying an orthodox sex website would help couples learn about healthy sexual intercourse. Hong cited cases of married couples who had not had sex for a year, a rising divorce rate, and rampant prostitution as reasons to publicize more information about sex. The images offered on the website, yet to be named, would only be educational, Hong added. Next story, John.
I hear there's rumors on the internets.
Rocket hits Nazareth. Rocket strike hits Nazareth. Led Zeppelin and Cream left unscathed. Next story, John.
Oh, my God. Did you write that one, Phil? That was fucking genius.
Virginia death row inmate was...
Hold on. You dumbass.
Virginia death row inmate with 76 IQ proves it by choosing the electric chair over lethal injection. A convicted killer who chose the electric chair because he was apparently unnerved by the prospect of lethal injection awaited execution Thursday. Brandon Hendricks, 27, was set to become the first person to execute an electric chair in the United States in more than 2 years. Virginia's death row inmates are given the option of dying by injection or electrocution. 3 other Virginia inmates have opted for the electric chair over the injection since the state began to give inmates the choice in 1995. Last week, several guards showed up at Hendrick's cell late at night to present him with a form on which he was told to choose his execution method. Hendrick's attorney, Robert Lee, said, "The guards began talking about lethal injection, talking about being strapped down to a table, being made to wait long periods of time, and the difficulty sometimes in finding the veins," Lee said. "That information coupled with general frustration produced this result." Next story, John.
I thought he was afraid he might get an infection.
Couple win lottery. Insist they won't give up their exciting fast food jobs. "It's not many people who are served by millionaires when they pull up at McDonald's," says one of the idiots. Next story, John. Today's guy's masturbating in the Arby's drive-thru again. Story brought to you by Decatur and the makers of Arby's Secret Sauce. Decatur police Tuesday arrested a man for allegedly masturbating in front of an employee at the Arby's drive-thru window. According to the employee, Kenneth Michael Dobbs, 24, went through the drive-thru with the dude on June 21st. He returned July 2nd to place another indecent order with his pants around his ankles.
The woman
working the window told police she saw him masturbate on both occasions. The second time, an officer nearby saw Dobbs leaving the parking lot of the Spring Avenue restaurant and pulled him over. Officers arrested Dobbs on two warrants, charging him with indecent exposure. Next door, John.
It make you think twice about ordering something with mayonnaise.
That's funny, John. Man fights off aliens to rescue girlfriend and propose to her. Theme to continue on honeymoon with anal probe.
A sphincter says
next story, John. And last story tonight. Waldorf waiter suing manager for sexual harassment. "I want to eat your ass." Apparently not one of the dinner specials. Oh, I'm sorry. That was not the last story, John. I think I screwed my pages. No, that was the last story.
Oh my God.
And I'm Phil McCracken with Cub with AKC Total Dog Nuts.
All right. All right, once again, we thank Phil McCracken Whitcomb for coming to the show.
Well, thank you, John, and thank you, Special Ed. It's always a pleasure to see you.
All right,
and you.
And I wish I could only come to your wine tasting party. Yeah, I would really enjoy that.
We'll see.
All right, then.
Yeah, bye-bye.
I'm going to go now.
Okay.
Okay. See you.
See you later.
All right, then.
Bye, Phil.
Yeah.
Take care.
He's got a big ass.
Suck it!
Wow!
Whoa.
He's really angry, that guy.
I think he's angry that Special Ed slighted him.
I know.
Wine tasting.
I wouldn't invite him. He's a kook.
Hey, did I mention that Fuck the Shit, that tune that we play in the first part?
Fuck the Shit.
Fuck the Shit is by Sons of Butcher.
Sons of Butcher.
Yeah, so check out their website, www.sonsofbutcher.com.
It's freaking hilarious.
And also, and, John.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What were you going to say? And?
Oh, I was just going to say, check out their MySpace, and you can search for Sons of Butcher Fuck the Shit video on Google Video and MyTube. And there's actually MyTube. YouTube.
No, it's MyTube, John.
MyTube, baby. But on YouTube, there's like some college kids that do it, too. And it's a pretty funny video. It's really short. It's simple. It's pretty funny. And one of the guys in this, it's actually a band, and it's a TV show that's like an animated series in Canada. And they also have a new, they signed for a new deal this year to run the show. And they're coming out with a DVD pretty soon. I got an email from Ricky Butcher, who is a.k.a. Trevor Zebarth. And you've probably seen some of his animations on the web, on, you know, all over the internet. Zebarth, he does all these different
internets.
These different what do you call them? Macromedia Flash
animations. There you go, John.
You've probably seen what the fuck is
did
it?
Did he do the Did he do the Howard Stern one?
Fuck Me Gently. I don't know. I don't know. That's a good question. It's a good question. I don't know for sure. That's a good one. Fuck Me Gently is another good one the Tenacious D one.
In related news, John.
Yeah.
We are a band.
We are a band, Scott. Like, that's true.
The Butchers.
That's right.
And we have a gig this Friday at the Off-Track Betting Trackside at Arlington Park.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll start at 7 o'clock
and, that's right.
and somewhere around 10 or 11.
And we'll be playing this song right here.
No doubt, John, because we're very angelic
that's right.
on this song.
Aren't we?
We are.
This is actually us in the studio.
In the studio.
Yeah.
Just like we are now.
Yeah.
In the studio.
You know this tune, don't you?
I know this tune. I play bass on this tune.
There she goes again.
We'll also be doing this tune, too. Remember this one?
Remember? Probably. I probably remember it. Yeah, I remember this one.
You remember this one? We'll be playing this one, too. So come on out. We're playing at, where are we playing? Trackside.
Trackside, Arlington Park. Special Ed, you coming out?
I am. What time is that again?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock
start time.
Trackside at Arlington
Park. So come out
at
5 o'clock and hang with us.
Hang out. Check it out. Drive in.
I won't be wearing any pants.
Errol won't.
No, I will be there.
Take the train. Do whatever you got to do. Come on out.
We'll pick you up. We'll put you up.
We'll put you up. Yeah. I'm going to be a bachelor that weekend.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to be with a kid that
got
weekend.
Big lanes.
Getting blood.
All right, then, Josh, we're going to wrap it up. Episode 61, part 3, with special guest.
We're
special
done,
Ed.
Man. We're out of here.
And if you're just tuning into part 3, go back and download part 2, because the lovely wife, the proper Mrs. Scott, called in. On Skype.
No doubt.
And now we just have to wait for the proper Mrs. John to call in.
Right.
Whoever
call in from upstairs.
She could just walk downstairs and
I'll
grab
get her
mic.
Ass down there. She'll be down there eventually.
All right.
Oh, well, yeah. Even more proper, Edward.
Oh, you know, one thing we didn't talk about is there was a conspiracy. Not
the
a
proper
conspiracy,
Mrs. Special Ed.
But there was some punky shenanigans going on. That you found out after Punky left.
Yeah.
And we didn't touch on that.
What's that?
We didn't touch that, John.
What Punky shenanigans?
You talked to a neighbor who had talked to your wife who said some things
right.
about the punksters.
I got an email from Special Ed that
that's right.
The lovely wife had said to his wife that, yeah, we have to go out to dinner with somebody and we can't wait till they leave.
Right.
Which I called the wife right away and said, hey, what the fuck's going on? You're not happy with our guests or what? No, not. I don't know what she's talking about. What do you mean?
So she denied it.
Yeah. So what happened, Ed?
Well, my wife, of course, fucked it up.
What do you mean?
Misconstrued the whole information.
What happened?
Well, what happened was that she misunderstood what was going on there. Was that... I guess your wife and Miss Popper Polly B was, I guess, being neglected from the whole convo was gone between you guys.
Oh,
was being left
yeah.
out. And so they're like, they can't wait to get out of there so they can get back into the convo and all that kind of stuff. You know, that kind of crap.
At the Ivy.
Convo?
The conversation, we were at the Ivy. Remember that place?
The convo.
The Ivy.
We went to the Goose Island. We had something to eat and something to drink, and it was really loud. Then we went to the Ivy on Clark.
Clark.
And I guess according to your wife, John, that you and the Miss Polly B, her and Miss Polly B, were sitting there. And
by themselves.
By themselves, or kind of ignoring her and all that stuff. And they could not wait to get the hell out of there because they're being ignored by all of you guys.
Right. Professor Tom had his back to them, and Scott had his back to them.
Right. I did not.
Yeah, you did.
Ignored. I was facing them.
I was on the head of the table. Polly B was directly to my
them.
Listen to me.
Head.
I was on the head. Polly B directly to my right. Professor Tom's wife directly to my left, then you next to Pauly B at the, because the tables were round and they were pushed together. So you and Professor Tom were in the, like, let's say it's an eight. And the center there, you were in that center, the little center divot.
Like I wasn't in the center divot.
You were.
I was on the round part. I was not in the center divot. How dare you? How dare you? Lump me in with Professor Tom, who really did have his back to him, but I didn't.
He had his back to the ladies, and the ladies were doing their own shots.
In the breast. You were in the cleavage.
You were in the cleavage of the breast.
If I had my back to him, then I was facing right out the window. Because I was on the round part of the table. I was not on the figure eight part of the table.
I heard all about it, man.
That's crap. Yeah,
Scott ignored us.
I prefer the Cleveland.
Blah 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 blah. And they did their own shots, man. They just sat there and they just partied on, and they bonded.
They did. They bonded. They partied away, and they said that they were like ignored by all of you men.
Yeah.
And therefore, they were pissed off, and they cannot wait to get the hell out of there.
Yeah.
Pay the bill. Which they
Let's
ordered.
Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of there.
They
and go
paid
somewhere
the
else.
Bill. They paid the
they
bill.
They did. They did. Just to get rid of that situation where they're being totally ignored by the two of you.
So it was misconstrued.
The four of you.
And that's the truth right there. Was the truth.
And that
the
was,
truth.
And that was where my wife misconstrued the whole thing and so told me something different.
Damn.
But the whole truth is not exposed. And now it's all clear.
Can you say that three times real
fast? No, I cannot.
It's crystal clear now.
This Cabernet is fucking me up.
Crystal. All right.
All I know is Scott's been in the cleavage of the whole thing.
Cleavage of the tables with his back to the ladies. And we're going past an hour.
I
so we got to get the fuck out of here.
Turn my back on the ladies.
All right, then. Well, that's
you
your
did.
Story.
That's crap. That's I got a conspiracy theory.
Scott.
You want to hear my theory?
What's
Scott,
that?
The cleavage boy.
Is that the original story was true until Beth got a hold of Special Ed's wife.
Yeah.
Then it changed. Yeah. That's my theory.
Yeah, whatever.
Cleavage boy right here.
Okay, what would the story be? Because I was totally confused, which it said in Ed's email was that, how'd the Pauly B thing go? I heard... Beth said that my wife said that Beth said that there was a guest at dinner and she couldn't wait to get out of there. So I don't know what guest came for dinner. What time, when, what day.
And that's what it's all about.
A guest. Because there was two guests that stayed at our house and she was very happy to be hanging with the proper Mrs. Edwards.
So it must
be
me.
The problem was Scott.
I was the fifth
Scott.
Wheel. I can't wait to get this fucker
Scott
out of my house.
I was the fifth wheel. A guest. I was a guest at dinner.
I can't handle my booze.
Who,
Scott.
Who did manage to spill a beer on the proper Mrs. Edwards.
Spew a few beers?
It's true.
All right,
man.
So now the truth comes out.
Spewed beers.
Yeah. Yes, you did, Scott. What's the deal?
What is the deal?
What's the deal?
All right, then. 61 part three.
I'm very, very comes disappointed to an end. In you, Scott.
Dude, your breath stinks like ass.
Are you talking to me or him?
No, Scott. He just leaned over and talked into the mic.
I was going to say.
Check that out. It's at the end of part three of episode, which one? 60.
The ad hoc Pauly B episode.
It was fucking brilliant.
It didn't cost.
Here, listen to Scott all drunk. Listen to this.
Are you sure about that?
We've been binned off, mate.
It was fucking brilliant.
It didn't cost us anything.
Get out of here, man. You stink.
And the problem.
Are you sure about that?
Edwards. It was brilliant. Fucking A.
Just get a mic and go sit in there.
So.
All right,
damn,
we're out of
I
here.
Wish I stayed.
It was great. Well, we're out of here. We'd like to thank the Special Ed for coming and...
And the lovely.
That's right. Holy shit. Boy, I got to really rip into my wife about that.
No doubt.
That's something else. All right, we're out of here. AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
I'm Scott.
We're gone.
Later.
You're listening to John and Scott on Total Talk Nonsense.